This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Patricia. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I'm so glad I finally got to talk to you.
Yes, same here.
I just recently saw my primary care doctor, our physician, and she told me something that I'm not so sure about, and I should have asked her at the time, but I mean, she just seemed so sure of herself. I thought, oh, I'm going to be stupid if I ask her this. I'm on... let's see, I'm on Synthroid. I take Synthroid and I take lithium. And I asked her, I said, is there any way of you knowing if I'm going to be on Synthroid for the rest of my life? And she said, I believe you will be. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, how does she know that?
It's a standard. It's typically in medicine. Yeah, in medicine, when you start someone on Synthroid, because your thyroid basically hasn't been working that well, from the medical perspective, if a gland like that's not working, you have to start taking medicine to produce more thyroid hormone, then you'll have to be taking that the rest of your life. So once in typical medical theory, once the thyroid begins to break down and you have to take medicine to create hormone, you'll be taking that the rest of your life, just like if someone was taking estrogen or testosterone therapy or any of the hormone therapies. The whole adage is that once you start, you know, you'll be on it for the remainder of your life, because your body is not producing it on its own anymore. It's relying on the hormone or the medication that they're giving you, or the hormone that they're giving you. Does that make sense?
I'm fine.
Say that one more time. Oh, I think the phone cut out. So, you know, that was kind of the gist of it. I mean, at the end of the day, that's why they're saying that. Now, there's a lot you can do with the thyroid, but you don't want to do it on your own. You want to make sure that they know that you're doing that. Now, I heard you say you're taking lithium. I'm assuming that's for bipolar. And, you know, lithium can cause the thyroid not to work as well. So it can cause hypothyroidism. So I don't know if you see what I mean. It's kind of like one drug is affecting the other. And so the lithium has probably caused a lot of the hypothyroidism or low thyroid function. So they're giving you the Synthroid to offset that. So and lithium is something they typically do keep you on, you know, to help manage the bipolar thing. So, you know, it's kind of like those are kind of counteracting each other in a certain way. But here's the other key too. Know that with Synthroid, there's some things you can do to really support the thyroid gland in a lot of ways. One is to really watch certain foods. There's certain foods that will lower thyroid function, such as the cruciferous vegetables, you know, broccoli and cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Those can actually cut down on thyroid function. Strawberries is a fruit that will make thyroid function run even lower. And there's the Barnes thyroid test, which, you know, you've already got low thyroid, so you already know that. But as far as iodine goes, there's a great urine test that your physician can run to see if you're low in iodine. Guaranteed that you are, just because when somebody has hypothyroidism, they're typically low in iodine. And iodine is a trace mineral that we just don't have in our diet. And no, iodized salt is not, it doesn't count. So getting that trace mineral is so important for proper function of our thyroid gland. And it's really, really important. So you might want to do some testing on that with your physician. And it just makes a big difference. Even if, because of the lithium, you're not able to get off the Synthroid, it's really low. And when you see it low like that, you can bet your bottom dollar that that's causing, or it's a byproduct of what's causing the thyroid function to be low. So a couple things to think about. A little tip, coconut oil, a lot of research on it. You cook with it, you can put it in smoothies, whatever you want to do. But coconut oil has some real good research on how it helps stimulate thyroid function. Might want to do some reading up on that yourself. All right, keep me posted. Great hearing from you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Our preferred wellness providers are providers in your area. They're a network of doctors that we put together that believe the same way you do. Nutrition, lifestyle, the things that you're listening to on this show, prevention, and they will implement that in the way that they treat you and take care of you. So if you're looking for some of those, call our team members during the day and they can help you in that area. And also go online, getwellradio.com. You can shoot me an email. I'll be glad to take it as part of the show. Now we're going to go to Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hey.
How can I help?
I'm 26 years old, and when I ovulate, pass blood, and I also have pain on my left side. I have read your book and changed my diet. Found out that I'm lactose intolerant. I can't handle corn, can't handle gluten, can't handle wheat. I'm pretty much on only whole foods. I was just wondering what you might think, as far as might be wrong. I have what I call fatty lipomas on my left side that start at the edge of my rib cage and go down to my hip. They're hard. They're not soft. And they have grown. I would say they range in size from the tip end of, say, your thumb, mm-hmm. down to the pinky size. I've had them looked at, and they just, you know, throw them off, but I tend to have a lot of pain on my left side, internal and external, as far as, you know, inside and outside of the abdominal cavity. But
now, when the blood occurs during ovulation, are you getting a lot of pain with that?
I do sometimes, yes. And it's not light blood. It's, you know, it has squats too, like it would be a period type deal, but it's not.
But is it just happen on one day or for a couple of hours? How long does it last?
It really depends how my stress levels are. If I've got a lot of stress on me at the time, then, of course, it'll be more days.
Yeah, I got it. Well, do you get nausea with it, too?
No, I haven't noticed that.
Okay. There's a condition that goes along with that. It's with painful ovulation. And, you know, they say, and just what I've seen as well, is when some blood comes out with that, a lot of times when the releasing of the egg can cause some bleeding in some women. Iron levels can be low. They can cause that. B12 levels, too. And ferritin levels, which there's some blood tests you can get done for that. The lipomas that you're talking about, they're all hard, little fatty kind of cysts, not getting enough enzymes to break down your proteins, many times a cause of that, and also excessive cortisol can be a cause. I'll talk about some tips to help with that when we come out of this break.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at uchatenetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about little fatty cyst lipomas that can be painful sometimes. And I was talking to you, Samantha, just about some different options. Now, typically what happens is that you don't break your proteins down very well. And that's very common. Most people break down, digest, absorb, and assimilate about 15 to 20% of their nutrients anyway. And so you already have a diet that maybe not be the best, and you're not using any kind of enzymes to break your food down very well. So that's one option that would be an issue. Now, the other is you throw in a lot of stress on top of that, then your cortisol levels go up. Cortisol is a stress hormone that's produced by the adrenal glands, and the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. When cortisol levels go up, you have a high propensity to create these lipomas. And so by managing cortisol levels, one of the best ways to do that, green tea is actually very good, a great natural way to handle cortisol levels. And also just managing your stress. I mean, dealing with, you know, pacing your life and making better decisions and time management and those kind of things. Cutting out coffee from the diet. Coffee can stimulate cortisol in a negative way, keeping those levels up. Nighttime is when you want your cortisol to be down. And first thing in the morning is when you want it to be elevated. And because a lot of people are under a lot of stress now, that process is reversed. And so proteolytic enzymes are actually the enzymes that you would want to look at. And you can get them at a health food store. You can go to lifestyleresearch.org and look, they have them there as well. But proteolytic enzymes are really important. You take them usually, what the research says is to take them about an hour after meals, and proteins that didn't break down very well during the digestive process, they can be kind of helped in that situation by the proteolytic enzymes. So anyway, great thing to do, easy to find. Health food stores have them, and they can be really beneficial. Here's the challenge, though. Once you get the little fatty cyst, then typically, you have to get them removed. They usually won't dissolve. Going back to the blood during the ovulation time and all, I would get your iron levels checked. TIBC is a pretty standard blood test, and let them see if that's an issue. I know they probably just checked hemoglobin, hematocrit, but when you check a TIBC, you can check the binding capacity of iron, and that could be the issue. Also, ferritin can be very low. Ferritin is the storage tank and sometimes can lead to this condition. And, you know, typically they say in the research this kind of condition is pretty normal, meaning like a normal variant, and it's nothing to really worry about. But I would still do some research and get some testing done just to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And your diet's a key, too. If you're under a lot of stress, you might want to consider, you know, making sure that you're following a good anti-inflammatory diet, keeping the inflammation down in the body so that your gut can be healthy, because when your gut's healthy, you stay healthy. And that really is a big key for this entire process, especially when you're dealing with, you know, female issues and things of that nature. So just something to think about. Our food for the day are almonds. Now, I talk a lot about food, why it's our best medicine, regardless. I mean, we get sick by eating the wrong foods. Let me tell you, that's one of the main keys of why we stay sick. So eating the right kinds of foods can be vital. And almonds are what I want to talk about today. And it's something that we all, you know, are understanding that's a very strong health food. But it is unbelievable. When you look at the benefits of almonds, you should be eating them. I think we all should be eating them every day. Unless you have a strong propensity for viruses because it's full of L-arginine, and that can actually trigger viral activity in the body. But here's a couple of things that almonds are good for. They're great for the brain. So they're a source of many nutrients, they say, but it increases high intellectual capacity and also for growing children. Many mothers give almonds soaked in water to their children daily in the morning. 2 to 3 pieces of soaked almonds are good enough. And you can also remove the outer shell if it causes an allergy. So when the kids are little, and as they grow older, think about giving almonds to them every single day. It regulates cholesterol. Regular consumption of almonds helps increase the level of the high-density lipoproteins, the HDLs, those are the good guys, and reduces the low-density lipoproteins, the LDLs, which are the bad guys. It's good for the heart. Monounsaturated fat, which is a good protein source, also has tons of potassium. And vitamin E, which acts as an antioxidant for most heart disease. Now, the almonds can actually help reduce C-reactive protein, which is a big blood test now that we're using as a cardiac marker and is a strong inflammatory marker, too. So we know that almonds, they're a source of folic acid, and they reduce the level of homocysteine, which is a fatty plaque that can help build up in the arteries. So, I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, so far, so good. It's looking good as far as our list is going. Now, skincare. We all know that skincare comes from the inside out, and so almonds are unbelievably beneficial. Almond milk especially, as they're putting in soaps, and also what you take in internally is going to be great externally for our skin. So it helps regulate blood pressure. All the potassium that's in these almonds are very good for blood pressure. They're also low in sodium, which helps with blood pressure-related issues with so many people. They protect against diabetes. And almonds can help reduce the rise in blood sugar levels and stabilize blood sugar. So, for example, if you are in between meals and you want to have an apple, which is very low as far as how it's going to affect your blood sugar, but even if you went crazy and had, I don't know, a bagel or something that's going to raise your blood sugar level through the roof, if you do a carbohydrate with a good handful of nuts, like almonds or walnuts, it's going to cut down how the blood sugar is affected. So it's a great little trick if you want to help regulate blood sugar. Almonds are great. So also they're good for pregnancy. Almonds contain folic acid, and we know that folic acid's one of the top vitamins that we want to take for, you know, avoiding birth defects. And really it's the first 4 weeks. Neural tube defect is going to happen in the first 4 weeks of formation, and that's really all it's used for. But OBGYNs and the research says to go ahead and take it throughout your pregnancy. Almonds are full of folic acid. So just a little tip. So there's really nothing can go wrong. The only negative to almonds are if you have some type of viral activity in the body, whatever it might be, and it's dormant and you don't want to activate it like herpes. Almonds have a ton of L-arginine in them along with dark chocolate, and they will stimulate viruses and kind of kick them out of their dormancy. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. 888-283-7272. Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Did you know that 1 in 10 adults may have diabetes by the year 2030? It's pretty incredible. Now, 1 out of 3 of our young people right now in this year have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes under the age of 11. 1 in 3. That's unbelievable. That's unacceptable is what that is. And it falls on us. It falls on parents because we're providing the food. We're teaching our kids. And that's just a travesty. But 1 in 10 adults may have diabetes by 2030. They're saying the International Diabetes Federation predicts that at least 1 in 10 adults could have diabetes by 2030 with the current statistics. And in a report issued on Monday, the advocacy group estimated that 500 million people could have diabetes in 2 decades' time based on the factors like aging and demographic changes. But currently, the group says that about one adult in 13 has diabetes. So the figure includes both types of diabetes as well as the undiagnosed, which is a growing concern because people aren't going to their doctors. So the group expects the number of cases to jump by 90%, even in Africa, where infectious disease has previously been the top killer, without including the impact of increasing obesity. The International Diabetes Federation says its figures were conservative. So according to the World Health Organization, there's about 346 million people worldwide with diabetes, with more than 80% of the deaths occurring in developing countries. The agency projects diabetes deaths will double by the year 2030, said the International Diabetes Federation's prediction is possible. So there's a lot we need to do, I think. I'm a big advocate of diabetes research and the ADA and all that they're doing. But, I mean, it comes down to lifestyle. It comes down to lifestyle choices. I think what we need to research more than anything is how to get people to stick to it and how to get past their food addictions and really get to a place where they're ready to aggressively go after it so that they don't have to deal with this health challenge, because it's one of those health challenges that really, if you change your lifestyle choices, you clean up your eating habits. Now, I'm talking about type 2 more than obviously type 1. And you're willing to make some radical changes, then you can see some amazing results in your overall health. And that's what we're going to help you do. We have all kinds of great tools. We've got all kinds of preferred wellness providers in your area that can help with these types of challenges, and great protocols and systems and programs to be able to do that. So we want to help see you thrive. We want to see you live well and live at your fullest potential. So, and you can do it. I mean, if you've been diagnosed with diabetes and you're stressed out about it and you're frustrated, just realize this, that you've probably lifestyled your way in, okay? And the good news is that if you've made some poor habits to get you to this place, then you can turn around, make some radical changes, and make some new habits and get out. And that's what we want to see you do, because it is possible. Go online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. And we do have our preferred wellness providers that are available in your area that believe in these nutrition and lifestyle-based principles that can kind of take you from where you are to where you need to be. We're going to go to David next on the phones. David, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. How can I help?
I'm 42 years old, and I went to my doctor just a little while ago, had a bunch of blood work done, normal checkup stuff. And I was tested for low T, and my numbers came back. My total testosterone was 460, and but my free and bioavailable were both low, and my SHBG was high. And he suggested Androgel, which I read a lot of bad stuff on, didn't really want to take it. And so I'd just kind of like to have your thoughts on, you know, what would be an alternative for it.
All right, let's go back. So 460 was the number, right?
That's my total, yeah. I'm 42 years old. He said it should probably be more around the 550 range for my age.
It should. It should. I mean, 550 is actually a really good number. But at the same time, it's still not a bad number. I mean, 460 is not 200.
Now, I'm looking I'm looking at my lab work. My free testosterone, given the level of 46 to 224, minus 36.5.
Okay.
My
well, what do they say? Do they say, tell me exactly what they wanted to do with you, to a T?
He just wanted to put me on an Androgel 1.62%, two pumps a day.
And that was
come back and check my blood in 3 months and make sure that it wasn't, you know, messing up my liver or anything like that.
Yeah, that's pretty typical. And the reason, well, here's the deal. Bottom line is, when you start taking hormones, you can't stop because it's going to, you know, let's say that you're down. So there are some natural things you can do to bring up dopamine levels. You can get a blood test done as well to see what your dopamine levels are. And that might be something you want to look into and consider. Dopamine levels, you can raise them pretty easily. Pyridoxal-5-phosphate, which is vitamin B6, the version of it, will help bring those levels back up. And then also galantamine and huperzine, that's club moss, those are very beneficial. A good fish oil, like a DHA oil, not in a gel cap, but the actual oil itself, is always a great way to go. And then your kind of your protein/fat foods. And what I mean by that are like, you know, like beef, chicken, whole eggs, yogurt that contain proteins but also contain fat in them can be very helpful too. So those kind of foods. And then also one big one is dark chocolate. Dark chocolate will help raise dopamine levels up. So it's not something that everybody actually hates. So it's actually pretty good. So you got a little sweet tooth, you can do that, and that'll bring dopamine levels up. That can help with testosterone. Now, are you doing any kind of weightlifting at all, exercise in that capacity?
Yeah, I've been a weightlifter since I was about 17, so about 25 years.
Are you doing it consistently now?
Yeah, I work out about 6 days a week.
How long do you work out for?
Typically an hour, maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. If you cut it back to about 4 days and cut your workouts down, don't go over 45 minutes, you'll notice an increase in your testosterone. If you want to go 6 days, just do cardio or something light on those other days, but don't do the weight training. The weight training is really important, and it'll stimulate testosterone and growth hormone and all that like nothing else. But if you do it too much, it'll have the reverse effect, and cortisol will go up, and your testosterone will go down. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and so it'll cut that down. You'll be amazed if you cut back a little bit what can happen as far as your hormone profile. That tribulus is really good. It's got good research on that. Zinc levels are really important too, because zinc is a really important mineral in the pathway to make testosterone. So eating a couple of handfuls of nuts like almonds or walnuts twice a day can bring those levels up. I just don't, with where you are, if it was me, I mean, this is my body, my health, I wouldn't go the hormone route. That's just me personally. You got to do what your doc tells you, but man, it's your own choice. Do some research on it, because there are a lot of natural ways and you're too borderline to get that up. Now, when you went in to get this checked, I'm just curious, what was your number one complaint to the doctor? Fatigue?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at all the symptoms online, and I told the doctor, I said, depression and low T. I said, I've got about half the symptoms of either one, you know, so I said, take your pick. And he said, well, Luke, sure enough, test you for low T. But my biggest complaint, I guess, is I wake up a lot during the night, and I'm not sure why. I usually go right back to sleep. I don't have any problem getting to sleep. It's staying asleep. And I am on a CPAP machine. I've been on it for the last year and a half. That helped me some, but I still wake up probably just as much as I ever did during the night.
Yeah, see that right there. If you go to sleep and can't stay asleep, serotonin levels are low. So have you ever tried an antidepressant? Any of them?
No, I've never been on one.
Okay, I'm not saying you have to be or even suggesting that. I'm just telling you that low serotonin is when you can't stay asleep. Okay. And there's a lot of things you can do to raise serotonin levels. 5-hydroxytryptophan is a precursor to what makes serotonin in the body. Chicken's really good. Turkey's really good. Salmon is really good as far as foods go to raise your serotonin levels. But, you know, look into that, because 5-hydroxytryptophan has been used for a long time to help manage serotonin levels from a natural perspective, and there's some good research on it. And you'll know when your serotonin's back up is when you go to sleep and you stay asleep. And it'll change your mood. It'll improve the mood as well. There's a lot of different combinations of that. You get with a doc, they can probably share that with you. But, yeah, I mean, that would be a big key, just because when you sleep well, you know, you feel better. Everything regenerates in the body, and you get into a better state. So keep me posted on how that goes. I gave you enough right there to to go with. That's quite a bit. But I, you know, the gel is a quick fix. It's a Band-Aid, and it's only going to be a trickle effect of causing everything else to kind of go downhill even more. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. I had an email come in. Brenda in Detroit, she writes, I was just diagnosed with AFib. I'm only 41. Is there any way to reverse this? Well, Brenda, it's not so much about reversing it, it's about looking at what caused it. Now, they say that with AFib, there can be some genetic factors involved, and that's true. There's always a small link of genetics strand in there somewhere. But with AFib, typically it's more of a deficiency than anything. It can do with stress. It can be with low GABA levels. There's a lot of could be's. Low GABA levels, which is a brain chemical, a neurotransmitter, if you will. It can also be a thyroid dysfunction that may not be showing up on the blood test. And you can do the Barnes thyroid test, which is where you take a thermometer, put it underneath your armpit. First thing in the morning, as soon as you get out of bed, even before you pee, put it underneath your armpit, hold it there for about 10 minutes, unless your bladder is just killing you, then go pee. But then, see, you don't want your body moving, and then see if your temperature is below 97.1. If it is, then you probably got some dysfunction in that thyroid. Iodine might be something you want to look into at that point. Also, it could be a B vitamin deficiency. So you might want to look at the green vegetables and all the vegetable intake in your diet. B vitamin deficiency is one of the number one causes within AFib from a nutritional perspective. We'll be right back.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Questions about your health? GetWellRadio.com. You can send me an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show, whatever your question is. We'll take care of it. Even if you want us to do it in private, we'll be glad to. Our preferred wellness providers, our network team of providers that we have around the country that believe in this nutrition and lifestyle-based care prevention the same way that we do, that I do here on the show. And we can get you to these people, and they'll take great care of you. And so if you're looking for that, we've got a great team in place that we're building every single day. Marba, you're next with me on the show. How can I help?
Yes, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I'm on metformin, but I would like to know, what do you think about chromium picolinate as a nutrient for diabetes?
Well, I think it's great. First of all, Marba, I want to start by saying you're not Marba, the type 2 diabetic. You're dealing with diabetes, but
yes,
you're not a diabetic.
With it.
Yeah, so don't say I'm a diabetic unless you
okay.
want to be one forever.
No, I don't. I'm 75
okay.
years old, and my
so you're 75 A1C years young.
Is 5.7.
Okay, so you're 75 years young, and you're dealing with a health challenge called diabetes.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, now let's start over. Now, what is your question?
I'm 75 years young, and my name is Marva, and I dealing with diabetes. And
that's so
like
good.
So
I'm so proud of you.
Picolinate for diabetes.
Yeah, chromium's great. Chromium's got a lot of research on it. Alpha lipoic acid has a lot of research. Vanadyl sulfate has a lot of research. The supplements are great, but they're supplements, you know, so they're in addition to what you're already doing as far as your diet and that sort of thing. So talk to me about what you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's going to help me more. Then, I mean, the metformin, we can deal with that. Talk to me about what you're eating on a regular basis.
Just about every morning, I have oatmeal with cinnamon and some fruit and water.
Okay.
And
so there's no protein. So there's no protein in breakfast. There is no protein in that.
Boiled egg.
One boiled egg?
No, not too much protein. And for lunch, usually I have fish. And broccoli or cauliflower and a salad.
That's good. What are you doing in between breakfast and lunch, though? Do you do any snacking?
No, I'm not.
All right, we need to start snacking a little bit.
I don't have anything in the house to snack with. I'm trying. I've lost about 52 pounds in the past year. And
you have? That's great. Congratulations,
yeah,
Marva.
In a year, and I am trying to keep it off.
Okay.
So I'm not that I walk a little bit, but I'm not that active. So I try to eat the way I'm supposed to.
Yeah,
and my cholesterol is 177.
Okay. Well, the protein's really important. So for blood sugar and getting it stabilized, here's a couple of tricks of the trade. One is to make sure you eat plenty of protein at every meal. So breakfast, there would probably need to be some more protein. I'd throw out the oatmeal and go with more something like a bowl of fresh berries, because you're not going to have such a strong response in blood sugar. And if you go with like three eggs or two eggs instead of just one every now and then, you're going to get a better response as far as controlling blood sugar. And then doing a little snacking in between, like maybe half an apple and a handful of almonds would be good around 10 a.m. And then lunch, your salad and vegetables and piece of fish is a great idea. And just make sure you get some fats in there somewhere, like some more nuts or half an avocado or something. And then, you know, do another little snack in the afternoon. You know, meal replacement shake of some kind, or if you want to do some more nuts and fruit, whatever, that's great. And then dinner, you want to go with a more, good protein source, whatever you're choosing, and then some more vegetables. I mean, if you eat like that and a good healthy fat, if you eat like that, you're going to do wonders. Not only you're not going to gain weight, you probably will lose a little bit of weight if you think you're adding those extra calories in. I wouldn't worry too much about that, because when you're dealing with nutrition and you're dealing with the metabolism of the body, you want to be very careful with not or avoiding food, because you can actually slow your metabolism down and put it in a starvation mode and actually hold on to weight rather than getting rid of it. So that's important too for really watching your blood sugar levels. So chromium is fine. I think that that's a good thought. But, you know, your A1C is 5.7, so you're under the 6.0 mark, and that's great. And I know you're doing that with metformin, but if you really get on this diet kick and your food planning becomes very, very good, then that, along with supplementation and fish oil especially, in the oil itself and not the gel caps, I would talk to your doctor about it and say, look, I'm going to look into these supplements. I'd like to try them for, 8 weeks. Can we come off the metformin? You can ask your doctor that. It's okay. And then look into the supplements. But they have to know about it. They have to do it with you. Don't do it by yourself, please. And let them do some blood work, and then they'll check it again in 8 weeks and see what kind of results you've had. The proof's in the pudding. But I can tell you they've done research on it, especially in Europe, and they've seen great research, great results with it. So it's definitely worth looking into. And congratulations, Marva, for dropping 52 pounds. Really? That's fantastic. So way to stick with it. Come up with a game plan, and you worked your plan, and your body is getting back to where it needs to be. And that is exciting. Great talking with you. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember that 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is that if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well, stay well, and live well. That's what we want to help you do right here on the show. Regardless of what kind of diagnosis you've been given, remember, only man can give a diagnosis, and God gives the prognosis with everything in your life. So the great physician always has a prescription for you to live your best life.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center
USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.